Now let's talk about the Russians quite candidly. The Russians are paying to get some sort of a settlement there. And I think the reason they're paying for it is that they want to get the Egyptian monkey off their back. There may be other reasons, but we won't try to judge Russian motives, except that they want something done there for some time. Now, you don't want the Russians in your game. You'd rather have us in your game. You'd like to have the Russians, however, you know they've got to play a role, because they've got to keep their clients from breaking loose. Now, what we're really talking about here is a game in which you would have to, in which I will tell you about the assurance that Henry will conduct this under my direction on absolutely off the record basis. Someone will believe. Be that as it may, what we would like to do, what I would suggest is that he can discuss that. Let us see whether there is something. Now, what is the goal? Well, you know, there's an impact. The Egyptians, on the one hand, say they've got to have an overall settlement before they talk about an interim settlement. And that's the thing. And the other great debate is the question of you want security and they want sovereignty. So those are intolerable, right? On the other hand, if we could get an interim settlement, I mean, let us face it, that's in your interest, if it's interim. And then leave the other one. Now we're talking the greatest of confidence in the most, shall we say, fuzzy atmosphere. Because it has to be fuzzy for both sides. The more concrete it is, the less chance there is ever to get an agreement.